What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look, Gary is such a good lead. He's officially a bachelor.
Yeah.
He said, I love you to too many women. He's horny. He's in it. It's like you cannot help yourself if you're the lead. This was maybe the most compelling 44 minutes of television I've ever seen in my life. Adding grandchildren in and telling all of them you're pretty much going to marry their nana. Rock. I was riveted. Hello and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arden Rain, coming to you from a very fancy recording studio in New York City near Times Square. Now, with me today, there's two people. I'm going to start with a guest that was so popular last week. We got so many messages. People loved you.
Stop it.
Now, you know him. He hosts a monthly show. He's an amazing stand-up.
Sure.
Hilarious. His birthday's this week. He's dead gorgeous.
Tomorrow.
What?
Yep.
Happy baby boy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy baby boy birthday.
He's 23.
He's a Scorpio. He stinks. He's sexy, but he likes secrets.
He holds a grudge.
He holds a grudge. He's going to stay, but he's going to keep you guessing, ladies. Here's the thing. He works at The Tonight Show. He's fucking the best in the bids. He hosts the most fun monthly show.
I honestly thought you were talking about his wife for a second, where you're like, he's fucking the best in the biz.
She's amazing. She's the best in the biz. The wife biz.
She would
ladies
love that
and
intro.
Gentlemen, the husband of the best in the biz, Seth Herzog.
Yay.
No, Seth, I just want to say, I was telling you this.
Yes.
So I told Dr. Shamwam, at first I lied to him this morning.
Oh.
Because I know that he actually wants to be Don's favorite. So
of course he does.
I lied.
Okay.
I couldn't break his heart. And
right.
I was like, hey, you're tied. I said tied. I was like, Don really likes Seth. Now, we also found out after the fact that Don didn't record himself.
Mm.
So that we just
It's all hearsay now because Don, you couldn't hear what he was saying.
Yeah, you were saying that we should just have ADR'd in his answers.
We should have ADR'd in. Because we have the slots. I mean, it's empty, dead air, right?
Yeah, we could play the part of Don today. He's not here with us.
He's not.
But so here's the thing. Here's what I want to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the math because I didn't factor in that there would be a women to all.
Right.
I thought the finale was going to be with Margaret and Joe from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, obviously.
Right.
But I think there's another episode. So if we can have you and Dr. Shamwam Shamawa have two final rows. So this is Gary's final rows and then Don's final rows.
Oh.
Who's his top dog? You or Dr. Shamwam
Shamawa? I think this is what the listeners
what
are
the,
craving.
Now, you got a DM. What did they say?
Oh, I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll read it. It was just the sweetest DM right after you told me
that
people are liking it. I got this DM.
There's been also so many more since I've texted you compliments.
Right. This woman's like, I heard you on Will Accept This Rose.
Yeah, that's right.
You were hilarious. You had great insights. I hope to hear you again.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Memphis, and I live in Nashville, and my friend from Wisconsin.
Oh, you got a long
me.
You got a long
it's
one.
A lot of
did she slide into your DMs?
Oh, so that's a sliding going
that's
on.
That's exciting.
Oh, I didn't, and now I feel bad. I didn't get back. She goes, "We're making a trip to Memphis. Where should we go?"
That's so
and
sweet.
And I hadn't responded about
Tell her right now.
Okay, Portia. This is for Portia, not spelled like the car.
Okay. How's it spelled?
P-O-R-S-H-A.
Okay. Unusual. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. So what are we going to tell Portia
I was going to say, Portia, when you go to Memphis, my child, like all the great spots I'm thinking of aren't there anymore, but there's a lot of great hole-in-the-wall bars.
Okay.
And that they're trying to change that vibe. Like Memphis is known for its character. It's got so much character, like authentic character. And I think the city's trying to make it more like New York and trying to make it cooler, but like, and that's not what Memphis is about.
You don't want that.
No. But you a place called P&H Cafe that's like so authentic.
P&H?
P&H. Okay. P&H Cafe. There's a lot of places like that. I think, you got to go to Huey's. Huey's is a famous burger place.
You got to go to
the whole ceiling is full of toothpicks or people throw the toothpicks on the ceiling.
That's fun.
Yeah. And the burgers are really, really actually quite good.
Disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting.
But the whole, it's used toothpicks.
Yeah, they throw it on the ceiling.
That does
so the whole ceiling
gross.
Is tooth.
So it's like a new, they're making a new thing of COVID or something.
Yeah. It's a hood of COVID.
My mom and I did a road trip and we stopped at Graceland, kind of tongue in cheek, and then we found it so cool that it was really very moving. We did the whole thing. Like,
Graceland's fun.
It was fun. TCB in a flash.
I will say the two things about Graceland I like is that when he got out of the army, he did a press conference, and they show you the full press conference in the same room that hasn't been touched, and they put the TV on the desk he was sitting at.
Wow.
So it's like you're the press, and you're sitting here watching the conference just as it happened.
That's
it's pretty
very
wild.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
And then they have like a gun set up.
Yes.
They can shoot
the TV. Everyone gets one shot at different. There's three TVs in that room, and everyone gets a different shot at different TV. And if you hit one, you get a stuffed Elvis.
Yeah. But oh my God, that's so fun.
I will say this, though. There's a mall of Elvis across the street.
That's fun.
Where there's like tons of tchotchke stores and stuff. And there's like a documentary you can watch in the Mall of Elvis.
Okay.
But at the Mall of Elvis store,
buy Mall of Elvis.
I made that up. I don't know what it's called.
Great.
But you can buy like a fuzzy dice or a toilet cover with his face on it or towels. But they will not sell you a wig or a jumpsuit because tributes, that's like blaspheme there if you're like a tribute artist. Because I walked in to try and buy a wig and they're like, "How dare you ask us for a wig while there's a toilet cover behind
your head?" I was
going
to say a toilet like that. Feels the most blasphemous.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like,
I was like,
literally where he died. Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So there was all this stuff that I thought would be so much more blasphemous, but they're like, we don't do wigs and jumpsuits.
How
here.
Dare you?
We do novelty pills.
Yes. Yes. Exactly right.
Novelty
Isn't that crazy?
Pills.
Yeah.
Also, with us today is a woman who's new to the podcast. I can tell you, she's going to be the first person in line at the toothpick cafe. She is. She's going to throw her toothpick that she's chewing on in the height of the ceiling. She has been our guest at the only two live no autographs please that we've ever done in Brooklyn doing the improv portion. We worked together. We met on Mad TV. She was a writer on Mad TV. Freaking hilarious. Dead gorgeous. But she's written on every show you could ever think of. She's a producer on every, including The Great, which was so freaking good on Hulu. And also Orange is the New Black.
And 30 Rock.
And 30 Rock. And all of them. Just every single one you've ever thought of. Tammy Sager!
Thank you. Nice to be
here. Nicholas Holt? Did you meet Nicholas Holt?
Yes.
Is he adorable?
She was wonderful.
And I love, what's her name?
Elle Fanning.
She is so talented.
I gotta say, from the top down, like,
the whole cast is amazing.
Incredible.
I'm really obsessed with that show.
Yeah, and they were all, it's one of those things where later you're like, oh yeah, they were child stars. But they actually got the best of it where they like knew their lines cold, were super professional, but also kind.
Right. You know, I am friends with Debbie Ryan, who was the lead on Unsatiable, who was a Disney star from Jesse. And I would just visited her and I was really struck. She and I worked once with Zendaya and like both of them, like with the best version of like super kind, knew everyone's name, never late, always knew their lines, super professional, like when it works and the training works, like sweet as can be, humble, like when you see it work, it's like these
when
kids
it doesn't completely destroy them and crumble their lives.
Miley Cyrus is like that.
That's cool.
We had her on for a show. We had like a week, like Miley week, where she was on every day for a week, and she had to do like one sketch. Showed up, did the sketch perfect once and left every single time.
I mean, that's the
thing. Like, I was like, you're such a pro.
You know, I, again, when it works, I also worked, like, the training, I think, I don't know if it's, like, fear. I don't know what, I mean, we've never discussed it, so I don't, like, this is from a pure fan point of view, but it's, like, I think it's, maybe there's also the perception, like, you don't want to come off, like, they were just cool, ready to go. I also worked with Kiki Palmer once.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
She was a child star,
A child star, yeah. Too, and she was, like, super cool, knew all of it, like, and they were all the leads on shows, were so cool. I was like, look at that.
Yeah.
When it works, it works.
I know.
Okay, here we go. So, okay, Tammy, you're new to the franchise here.
Yeah.
Are you, tell me, do you love it as much as we love it?
No.
You don't love Gary.
I thought you just meant in general.
No, Golden, this particular
this
one,
version.
Gary.
Okay. Do you know the movie Being There?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
I saw in the theater.
Peter Sellers.
I'm old.
Yeah. You didn't.
I saw in the theater in fifth grade.
Wow.
I think he's being there. I think he is blank enough and sweet enough that everybody is putting everything on him.
Oh.
You know what's funny? You see in my notes, I had a similar thought. My first thought after watching him talk to the women was he's like Forrest Gump.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
But
similar.
I think he's enough of a blank slate.
Right.
So I listened to more podcasts that you did about it than watched episodes.
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
I came in being like, oh, he's going to be like, because you are in love with him.
I'm in love with Gary.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to break that.
I'm in love with Gary.
I feel like Dr. Shamwell might be a little bit more upset about that than
the
Dom
thing. No. He doesn't. No, trust me. He likes to make people laugh, and he's more upset about Dom.
But then I turned it on, and it's like, he talks kind of slow.
Yeah.
And he just, he listens really hard. But I don't know if it's... it's almost like he's trying to catch up to what people are saying.
And he always says the most obvious thing is if it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, okay. And here's the thing. In his defense, we've never had a lead ask questions before. So the bar is very low. The bar is so low. And I was also wondering, and I'm not even saying this in a mean way, if it is because he can't hear as much, if he has to really look, make eye contact and watch, if he has to really pay attention, like, because he's really engaged, and I wondered if part of it was he really can't stray.
Right.
But I think it's more like a goldfish of like... Like, oh my God, a castle.
Right.
Oh my God, a castle.
Yeah.
Well,
oh my God, a castle.
Right.
Just like a really happy goldfish.
Yeah. Now, this episode.
Oh my God, a brunette.
Yeah.
Oh my
he
God,
loves,
a really skinny brunette.
He loves
oh my God, a really
he's
skinny
definitely,
brunette.
Well, he loves needy brunettes. Like emotionally needy brunettes.
Fucking broken,
he
guys.
He does like a needy brunette.
Ugh.
Now, and again, watching Gary get himself into a pickle, the I love you pickle. To me, at least he didn't say it to Teresa.
Yes.
But I think he only said it to Leslie. Well, I think he was feeling it, but I think he said it because he felt like, oh, shit, I said it to Faith. I got to say it to Leslie.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said in the show that he felt compelled and he felt bad about it afterwards.
He did?
He's like,
that he felt bad?
After saying it to Faith, he felt bad.
He was like, I said it, but I really shouldn't have, but I felt I had to at the time.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
That's
felt
important.
Bad?
Yeah, because I think he felt trapped by Faith's sister, who played it fucking perfectly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he really did feel it, but I think he...
She was kind of foxy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that whole
the older
family.
Sister, very
yeah,
foxy.
Yeah, she was hot. She
I'm
was hot.
So on board with Faith.
Yeah, me too. You know what? Yeah. I've come... At first, I was like, oh, boy, like Faith and that... But you know what? Faith is of the three of the needy three. Let the circle be unbroken of the
needy
three.
There's a Chicago eight and the needy three.
There's a needy like if this is who's left. If you've left us with this needy three, I can't believe it. The one that I was like absolutely not out of the gate when she busted out that enormous guitar at that first depression rose. I'm gonna say of the needy three, Faith is my fave.
Same.
I think they're really. I don't know that he's gonna choose her.
I fear it's going to be Leslie.
I thought it was going to be Faith until last night. Now I think it's going to be Leslie.
Leslie is the worst choice for him.
She's aggressive.
Absolutely.
Me too.
She is the only reason she is into him is because he is the lead of this show. She needs a star. I looked up her husband.
Yeah.
Tell me.
He's like a Moroccan-born chef who was like, if you look at him, he looks like a cooler version of her older brother. And he was like the restaurateur of Minneapolis.
It's hard to picture a cooler version of her older brother who's a Moroccan chef.
Yeah.
That's hard to wrap my head around. Like, what? I'm going to try to picture it, and at the commercial break, I'm going to Google it.
And so I feel like she's like, she's got to make it really clear. Prince wanted her. She needs to be the center of this, and I don't think she's going to be into it once
the show's over.
No, and her family could not have enough tattoos. There's so many.
I know there's a lot
Is it
of tattoos.
Okay that I'm cursing.
Yeah, no, curse away.
But, oh my god, the tattoos were ridiculous.
I felt like, Gary's horny and he's gonna like for the first time he's like, whoa, I'm a little horny. Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Okay, here we go.
Gary of Hometowns. He's meeting
Arden literally put on glasses and took out a spiral notebook.
Just so you know what's actually happening.
Yeah, that's here we go. So Gary's at Hometowns.
Finally, Hometowns. Hometowns are this week.
Hometowns are this week, guys. I don't know if you know what Hometowns are this week. Hometowns are... Can you believe you're back on the Hometowns?
I can't believe I'm back on the Hometowns.
Seth, Hometowns are this week.
If you guys didn't know, all I talked about is how much I hate the phrase, Hometowns are next week. It's my least favorite phrase in the world.
What's your second least favorite phrase? Hometowns are this week?
Hometowns are this week.
There's a lot riding on this week because it's Hometowns.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot riding on this week.
I'm surprised none of her brother's sisters had a tattoo that said Hometowns.
I mean, they might.
We haven't inspected yet.
So Hometowns are this week, you guys. Hometowns are this
week. So meaningful because I'm meeting their children.
And grandchildren.
And their grandchildren.
Yeah.
Let's say that again, but slower.
But instead of meeting the parents. So he has Faith, Leslie, and Teresa. And it's uncharted waters. He only wants to say I love you to one more person in my life, but then he goes against it.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Very quickly.
Quickly, within 36 hours.
I think he's really good at taking instructions. And I think the producers have done a really good job of coaching him along.
Now, I've heard that's not true.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard he's literally so off. This is Gary. I've heard this is Gary.
Okay, I should make this clear. I don't think they coach him on how to be authentic.
Right.
I think this is my theory.
Okay.
And you let me know if this
is
wrong.
Okay.
I think he's like, I really don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yes.
And they're like, here are some good phrases to get around that. You really think that he just has these phrases?
I have an inside source.
Okay. Mm.
Is it Gary?
It's Gary. It's the grandson. It's Faith's grandson. It's Faith's horse. I have it that said basically they were trying to coach him about like what to say at the cocktail parties. Uh-huh. And I allegedly like they realized this is the guy.
You know what?
This is being there. It's right. It's fucking. It's being there.
I actually think he's the.
I believe you.
We've watched Seth and I've watched so many leads that have never even come close to seeming this empathetic.
They're all very self-absorbed idiots.
No. Yeah. I definitely think he is. I definitely think he is empathetic and believes
I don't know that they're nice enough on this franchise to actually know how to coach him this well.
I don't think he's being coached to be nice.
Well.
I don't think he's being coached to be nice.
But so allegedly even some of the phrase, apparently like, this is Gary.
Yeah.
This is like somehow, I don't know if he went through therapy with like some daughter or like something. Like, so apparently he's saying this, him 30 years ago wasn't like that. This is him. He's had to evolve to become.
Yeah, ever since the accident.
Ever since he got hit by the logging truck. Yeah. Okay. So Teresa, Teresa's in Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
Shrewsbury is actually a very nice town.
I got to say that. Backyard was gorgeous.
No, but I looked it up exactly where it is. It's in a very fancy area of Jersey.
So Shrewsbury.
I know I've driven through it a bunch, and then I was like, oh, it's right next to where Bon Jovi lives, actually.
Oh.
And Springsteen all live in that area.
Okay.
Gotta say.
That was a big tree they had.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, there's a really good anthropology there, because that's where Teresa buys all her clothes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they had, I can tell you, watching him go in, chemically, he seemed hesitant with her. And I could tell she's not in the running. Like, he felt like, so he seemed captured. He's like, She was all in. And he's like, I did not expect to feel the way I feel. He's like, but when you put your hand on my shoulder, it made me feel calming.
That was the most Forrest Gumpy part to me.
Yeah.
But he's like, when you put your hand on my shoulder,
right.
I felt very comfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, this guy.
But I felt like he was trying to be kind because he yes. had to go through with a third hometown.
And he
was
to,
really
yes.
only two that he
And he
watched.
Had to say something nice about it.
Yes, yes.
That was it.
Because I think he did get freaked out with the Nancy of it all.
Yeah.
And so so we met Mary, who's Teresa's daughter. She was adorable.
She was so sweet. She should get her own show.
She was so sincere.
Sweet.
She was nice. She seemed like a real person that we yep. could have gone to like college
sure.
with on
yeah.
television.
She yes. seems like someone who has to take care of her mother.
Yes.
Yes.
Which she was like, she's here every day.
Oh,
we
right.
see her every day. Are you going to hurt her? Because she will be really hurt if you
and
hurt
I
her.
I have to deal with that every day.
Every day.
She definitely seemed like the parent in that situation.
Yeah, she's
for
here
sure.
every day.
For sure.
Oh my God.
And they were like, when the kids are like, Nana's lonely. Nana does selfies with duck lips.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And then it's so funny. So they're like outwardly making fun of her. And then there's a shot of her being like, are you guys talking about me?
Yeah.
Like some big smile on her face. Like, yeah. Yeah, they're genuinely making fun of you.
So then she's pulled aside by her sister. And so at first they're telling you, she's like, she's talking about, she's like, and then I did, it's my birthday. So do you want to see my birthday suit? And he was sweet. He's like, well, I have to look from the chin up because chivalry commands respect. It was just like, he's a gentleman.
I could only look at her daughter's face when she was telling that story.
Yeah.
Like her, just the frozen
yeah.
horror on her daughter's face. Where it's like, we agreed you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that.
She's like, Teresa went live
We talked
wire.
About this bit over and over
no,
again.
No,
we had established a different
idea.
Bit.
Yeah, off-roading. Off-roading.
I got microbladed.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
eyebrows were on her, point. The daughter's yeah. eyebrows were fantastic.
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah, they were really
she
good.
She had really good.
Like, that was like.
What is microblading? I don't have very exciting eyebrows.
It's when you have rollerblades super small.
I think it's like, honestly, like a tattooing of eyebrows.
Oh,
like,
is that what it is?
Eyebrows. Yeah.
Wow. So I could get more exciting eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. How long does it last?
I don't know.
Okay, great.
The tattoo stays forever, no?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know who would know? Leslie and her entire extended family.
What if all of their tattoos were temps? Just for the show. Just
yeah,
temp God. Tattoos.
Yeah, yeah,
or one of those fake sleeves you put on.
That they got at like Hot Topic.
Exactly.
Like they were like, we are the most interesting Jews in Edina. You know what I mean? You could just tell that they were so, like, we are down in the suburb of Minneapolis.
We are yep. the most interesting Jews in Edina.
You can just tell.
That would be their Bravo show.
Oh my God.
That would be the name yeah. of their Bravo show. Most interesting Jews in Edina.
Really good.
Okay, so, okay. So then Teresa's pulled by her sister. The sisters like him, that he's warm and he's gentle. And she's like, I'm 70. I'm competing with a 60-year-old. I thought that made me have compassion for her. I mean, that's hard to be 70 and like
yeah.
competing with somebody 10 years younger. That's hard.
My head.
Well, it just even cements the point you were making before, where she's like, well, her sisters were so. Her sister was like, well, obviously age doesn't matter to him. I was like, no, you're filler for the show.
Yeah.
That's why you're here. It's not like you're yeah. competing. You're just someone else.
Well, I know.
But I also just feel like it's Teresa being like, I'm the victim. I'm the underdog. This is what I do every time. Or take a picture of me with my duck lips. Like, I just can't. And when he said she's a doll.
Oh, right. Yeah. That she climbs. She's just little and gets
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's she's a doll.
She's
yeah.
a doll.
She's a little tiny doll. I'm yeah. the oldest doll. I'm the oldest doll.
Are her other sisters younger?
One was younger, one was older.
Oh, she's good, the middle like, child.
Gorgeous, gorgeous oh, family.
My mother is the middle of three girls.
Okay.
And now that makes a ton of sense.
Tell me.
As to what, how she is.
Is your,
in what
my
way?
My mother is, I used to say my mom's superpower, she can make everything about her.
Yeah.
Because she is very broken in a way mm-hmm. and like needs to make everything about her. And she's always the victim and you need to take care of her.
Right.
Very similar.
Do you think it's because of the middle child thing?
Yes.
Interesting.
Of three girls, they're probably 2 years apart each.
Okay, so when I was visiting my friend this mm-hmm. weekend, there was a giant pink bus that I saw that said middle sister consignment. And it was the craziest drawing of a sheep. And it had like just the angriest squiggly lines. that was so angry about being the middle sister. Oh. And it was like, the sheep was like, it was as if somebody took like those bath salts and then drew, like, not even crystal meth, like, drew so angrily the worst black sheep of the family you could possibly draw about being the middle sister.
Right. That's, right. You know what? You just nailed what is so upsetting to me about Teresa.
Yeah.
Is because there is so much rage there.
Yeah.
That is literally.
But it's forced down. It and comes out in different
down.
Ways.
It's forced down. And yeah, it's the little baby doll dresses. Mm-hmm. And it's the, like, you know what I mean? It's like she will never face the rage. And so it comes out in this, like, but I'm competing against a 60-year-old, and it's not fair.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right. She does bring out that woman who was bullying her. I was like, I see where Kathy's coming from.
Kathy, you got to zip it. Zip it. Zip it, Teresa. So then she goes, she's like, I'm starting to fall in love with him. Uh-huh. And there are the three girls, the grandchildren are this. They say she's always comes over a lot. She's always lonely.
Yes.
She does a selfie. She does duck lips. I mean, I felt bad for her.
I did too.
I feel badly for her.
I mean, they obviously edited it that way, so we would.
But yeah, like if she's lonely.
Even the grandkids are like, she's lonely all the time. I'm four and I can tell.
The grandkids are like, she's constantly taking pictures of herself.
Yeah.
Like, grandmas don't do that. Grandmas take pictures of the kids.
Of us.
Yes.
They're like, turn it around, grandma.
Yes. She takes pictures of herself and then does fucking duck lips.
She takes pictures of herself.
That's what.
She asked me to take pictures of her all the time.
Yes. That is Teresa.
Yeah.
And duck lips.
Yeah. Yeah.
She takes pictures of herself.
If you look at her phone, there's probably no pictures of the grandkids.
No. Maybe seriously. The ones that they pop in behind her during the duck lips. I'm four and I can tell that she's lonely.
Only, yeah.
And she's always taking pictures of herself.
It's true. Unbelievable.
All right, I see your point. No, she's tough.
She crawls in our bed and cries a lot.
But she's so tiny, it doesn't. It's fine.
We don't even notice she's there.
Sometimes she's just one of the dolls. And just also the level of brunette.
Yeah.
Look, I've been getting gray hair since my 20s. Okay. And I finally let it go at like 40.
You look amazing,
whatever.
Tammy.
It's you look amazing, Tammy.
How old I look. But turning on the TV and just knowing the hours of brunette that was going into that in the salon. And then she showed up for the rose ceremony and it was like, oh, you just spent another 6 hours.
He loves a brunette. Tony.
He loves a brunette.
Tony. He's not a blonde guy. Ellen didn't stand a chance.
Oh, poor Ellen.
Ellen should have dyed her hair brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have followed
and cried more.
She should have cried more and been less of a good sport.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was too good of a sport. Okay. So then the daughter, who is so cool, she's like, what do you like about my mom?
Tell me.
And then
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what should I like about her? Anything?
Please.
And he said, the way she looks at me.
Which is what he said for everybody.
But it's like, that's not about them.
No.
But he also says that
literally. That's a very self-involved answer.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah.
The way she looks at me. Yeah.
But I think it's true.
That's what he really likes about them.
Yes.
How I see myself in them.
Well, yeah.
How they look at me.
Yeah.
I like how you look at me. It's like looking at a reflection. Like, he really says the most obvious thing. When I look at you, I see you looking at me. Oh, look.
Yeah.
You're looking at me.
Yeah. The way she looks at me, she's really leaning in. And then the daughter said, she's here every day normally. And then she said, are you falling in love with my mom? And you could see him panic.
Yep.
And he's like, well, I'm not sure if this is what it feels like to fall in love, meaning so no, absolutely not.
Well, he really leaned on that dead wife crutch real fast.
Yeah,
he goes, I have that strong connection, but I don't know right now. As I mentioned, I had a dead wife. It's been a minute it's been 72 years since I said I'm falling in love. So then they have a very pretty backyard. Shrewsbury has nice yardage.
Yes.
And then the sisters are there, and then they go. They said to him, she's been looking for love for a long time, and you two are headed towards that. It's so clear. You fit in so nicely. And he's like, she's like a little doll when I hug her. And then they go, she found her guy. I feel it for her. She's on cloud 9. And then Teresa goes, he's so handsome. He's so great. The daughter's overwhelmed talking to her mom. She says, I'm falling in love with you. And then the daughter said something cute. Way to go on the first one, the person you brought home. That was a cute phrase.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard the phrase way to go in a while.
I felt so much for the daughter in that moment because the daughter clearly already talked to him. He had said, I'm not falling in love with your mother. And then to come back and mom being like, I am falling in love. And
I know.
Like, way to go, mom. Yeah. That's a really, for the first
she
one,
was
can't
sweet.
Wait for the second and the third.
Yeah, that was sweet.
But she knew she was.
She was protecting her mother.
Yeah, she was.
And I couldn't, that was heartbreaking for me.
Yeah, that was hard.
Hard to watch because a daughter have to protect her mother.
Because she had the information that her mom didn't have.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay, Seth. You can be real here.
I was really heartbroken and cringy. It was so cringy. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, it hurt.
And when the grandkids were like, are you going to be our new pop-pop?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, we'll see.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, why is this? Okay. I don't want to see this.
And then the daughter starts crying.
Yes.
Yeah, the daughter starts crying.
Yeah, because she knows.
She knows the truth.
She knows.
And then Teresa goes, I am in love with you. And that makes me feel so – he goes, oh, Teresa, that makes me feel so special. And then she said, this is the love I'm looking for. And then he says, you know what? She says, I can't picture a life without you. Then they have fireworks.
Like,
and then then he says –
you won't have to picture it. You're going to live it.
She says – he says afterwards, not to her, I wanted to find love. I have fallen in love again. I am in love with Teresa. This is the love I've been looking for. She could be the person that comforts me. I could be the person that comforts her. He's talked himself – into loving Teresa by the end of the date in Shrewsbury. Yes. Seth Herzog, take it away.
I felt like that last sentence, that last thing when he was interviewed, was like the most like word soup of like simplicity or saying like, I could be her person and guess what? She could be mine. Like he's just thinking that for the first time ever in his life. Like no one's ever thought that thought before.
Yes.
I think he was trying really hard to be the guy they want him to be.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that he's not going to be.
Yeah.
But he's like, how can I have to go meet these people. I have to be nice to them. I have to let them think I'm falling in love with her. She's clearly needs this. And I don't know how to walk this tightrope, but he did his best.
I'm enough of a people pleaser that I could see myself, if I was Gary without the tools, even now, I could see myself panic, get captured, go, okay, I could see a life with Bob. Yeah, this is nice. Bob's nice. Her family was nice. She didn't have any red flags. And the family was great, actually.
She's the red flag.
She's the red flag. So I could see being like, everybody else was actually very cool. And the place was nice, like comfortable. Like, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, all right. There's nothing wrong here except for that person. But the family's cool. The yard is nice.
I feel like one of the sisters would have been a better fit.
The sisters were hot and cool.
The sisters, they just seem more stable.
Yeah. They had gorgeous skin. Oh, my God. Gorgeous. Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say. I forgot what it was.
Okay. Is it here?
It was just, I felt like, I don't know.
He did. He talked himself into it.
He talked himself into it. He had so many words he had to say where he's like, are you falling in love? And he's like, well, I have feelings. Let's think what these feelings are. These feelings are nice feelings towards her. And he's trying to be as honest as he possibly could without being a dick.
Well, it was also the first one he went on.
Yep.
And I'm sure it's brutal having a nice family be so welcoming. There was no weird relative being like, would you, but there's two other women. Like, nobody did that. They were like, I'm sure it's very confusing where they're like, wow, we can see how happy they finally are. They're so lonely.
Yes.
Well, do you know?
Yes.
And I also think Teresa's probably brought home some real, I mean, she hasn't brought home anybody.
Way to go, mom.
But
way to go.
She's definitely talked about some guys that they were like, oh, God.
This guy doesn't even have a social security number.
Yeah, this is not a good guy.
Oh, I know. I'm sure she's just like, that daughter has her hands full. Really now.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody watching loves a bird with a broken wing and wants to fly, swoop into Shrewsbury,
Gary
New Jersey.
Does. It's just she's not the one.
Yeah, he does. It's
he
just
would end up with her if there was two others weren't involved.
No. You think?
I know.
Yeah. He just met her sort of
randomly.
But
he likes a little bit tougher, maybe. I think.
I think she's too...
She's too broken for him.
He's just dull. You don't.
I think he likes a little bit tough. You don't want to fuck the doll.
Don't try it. Don't knock it till you try it, though, Tammy.
Any final thoughts on Teresa?
I think if the family thinks she's a burden now,
Yeah.
Wait till she gets fully heartbroken in a week, and then she never leaves the house. She like sleeps there with the kids.
Just doing selfies.
Yes. She's never, of herself in bed crying.
Of herself. She's never taken a picture of the grandchildren.
Kids, no.
They're literally
zero.
Like four, too.
Yeah.
They were little to know how lonely grandma is and only taking pictures of herself.
They're observant.
But that was also another moment of like, of him when they were like, she does duck lips, and he's like, oh, you are precious.
I
was like, oh God, you are a blank slate, my friend.
I love Gary.
I know
he's never
you
said
do.
A mean word about anyone in his
no.
life.
No. He was, I'm sure he'd never heard the phrase duck lips.
No, he didn't.
I bet he'd never heard that.
Yeah.
There is an episode where one of your guests was like, I don't think he's ever had sex with anybody outside of his wife. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's
maybe that's true.
No, of course it's not true.
You think?
Yeah. He's fucked.
You think he's
yes.
fucked?
How many women outside
How
of his
many
wife?
Women has he fucked?
Before his wife or after?
After, maybe during.
okay, wow. okay.
I'm just gonna throw at least 20.
What?
She's been dead for 6 years.
You think he's fucked 20 women?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
How many do you think, Seth?
4.
I'm going to go splee the D. And I'm going to say 6. I'm going to go 6? Closer to 6. Okay.
Splee the D.
Splee the
D. That's what Leslie's famous for.
I'm going to have a shirt that says that.
Splee the D.
Splee the
I'm going to splee the D. And I think it's 6. I'm going to say 6.
But, I mean,
I like that you think that's like a whole new perspective. I mean, like
that he's sort of like a dog who's kind of like putting it on a little bit.
I don't think that's necessarily a dog right. thing to do.
Okay,
I think,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
You're right. 6 and 20 in 6 years is 3 a year, 3 plus a
right.
year.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a hot commodity in like a widow divorcee community.
Yeah.
What town is he in again? Where's he from?
Somewhere in Indiana.
Somewhere in Indiana.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
Splee the D. But actually, splee it.
You better.
You just teed the D.
I'm going to splee the D.
Splee the D is more like 12.
I know.
Yes.
I don't think it's 12.
All right.
I think he's was heartbroken over Tony.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
And I think he's simple. And I think he's milkshake innocent. You know what I mean?
Vanilla, not even chocolate.
Yeah, he's like a milkshake.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't. You remember the movie Big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still got laid. 12 years old. Still got laid.
But that was despite himself.
Like, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think despite himself,
you're right,
Gary's
women,
getting laid.
You're
that's
right.
why I don't think he's a dick.
You're right, because he's a handsome guy that women are going to be like.
But he's lonely, and he's felt love, and he's open, and he hasn't closed down.
Yeah.
Speaking of therapy, I did read an article that he did go to grief counseling after a few years.
Good.
And then
you think he had sex with his grief counselor? Because I think he did.
Yeah.
Well, he said at the second session, session number 2, counselor was like, I think you're doing great. I think you need to give yourself credit. And he was like, and that's when my opinion of therapy changed. I was like, you went to 2 sessions.
I cannot.
But again, the person talking to him is like, you're fine. You're exactly what I need to see.
Like, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we all just put what we
He's
want
a
on
cipher.
Him.
He's a cipher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with bump, 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 bump. Well, I think it would be nice if I could touch your body. We'll be right back. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
No one's going to
get
that.
Hey, listen, kids. Once upon a time, there was a group called Wham, and then one of them split off, and they were heartthrobs for young girls everywhere.
They were.
Yeah. Turns out, it was it was slightly misleading, and George Michael was so hot, super handsome, and he liked the fellas, and he came out with an album that was also like "Don't Put Me in a Box." And one of the songs, it's so good, called "Faith." But what was the other? Oh, "Freedom."
"Freedom" is one of the greatest
Freedom,
songs of all time.
Because that's what I think about him, kind of coming into terms like, "This is who I am."
Well, yeah, the whole video was about this is who I am.
It
I'm not going to be who you want me to be.
So good, "Freedom."
And women everywhere are like, "Yes."
Yeah, because it wasn't.
I want to fuck it.
Was it Naomi Campbell in that video?
All the Helena Christensen, all the big models were in the video.
That's right. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to fuck it too.
Yeah,
Teresa,
I get it.
Teresa.
I totally get it.
He burns the faith jacket in the Freedom video.
Oh, whoa. Because he was like, don't put me in the box.
Yeah.
Well,
but seriously, don't put me in your box. I don't want to be in.
But guess what?
I like men. Stop with the box.
Speaking of boxes, Gary's putting each one of them in the box. He's got the Leslie box, he's got the Teresa box, and he's got the Faith box. So we're up to the Faith box.
Oh, that was such a good segue.
That was better than normal.
It was
It's usually
good.
Not good at all.
That was really
Here
good.
Here we are. We're with Faith. We're in Benton City, Washington. She rides her horse to the
I looked that up,
store.
Too. That's super remote.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where are we in Western Washington?
Southern, right by the Oregon
okay.
border.
So she rides her horse to the grocery store in the tavern. That's cool.
Yeah.
And he on the horse, he wasn't horny for Teresa.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't take my... This is after he's like, I think Teresa's... I am in love with Teresa. I am in love with the Teresa. And then he was like, watching you ride that horse, I can't take my eyes off of you. You're either going to be number 7 or 21. Display of the day. Okay. So then she gets him on the horse. I was worried about him.
I thought he was scared to be on the horse, if I could tell.
I loved it because of the helicopter thing. Because she's scared of heights.
Yeah.
Oh,
for her
okay.
to get in that
right.
helicopter. I'm not even that scared of heights.
But you don't want to go in a helicopter.
No. Those things are so dangerous. And she went in there and she did it. I'm scared of horses.
I'm also scared of horses. I'd rather ride a helicopter than a horse.
But I love that. It kind of felt like you made me get on the helicopter. You get
yeah,
on this
a good
horse.
Point.
And
well,
he did.
And he did.
And they're both good sports.
Yes.
I was like, you guys are good
and
sports.
And he handled it very well.
And
you could tell he was scared.
And they kissed on the horse.
Yeah.
Right. And then she made out with her horse, which was weird.
And he watched.
He watched.
And like, she splayed
that horse's D.
She splayed the D.
Look at you. You're making out with the horse. You love that horse.
I like how you look at the horse and how the horse looks at me. No, you know what?
He just gave the horse a rose.
I
like how the horse looks at me.
I do feel like part of being good at sex is being a good sport.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're both good sports.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. So then he was horny for her free with her hair riding that horse. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can picture her splaying the D. And then she's like, I'm very comfortable in this house. Where would we spend time? I'm not going to be, he's like, well, I'm not going to want to be without you. And she's like, well, my horse died and it is buried here. And this is where my dead horse is. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I really liked about seeing where she lived.
Yeah.
Is, you know, again, listening to the podcast and you described Faith. And you were not a Faith fan.
No, I wasn't. I don't trust in the beginning when somebody pulls out a guitar so early to sing an original song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A giant acoustic guitar.
It helps that I did not see that.
Yeah.
It definitely helps. It helps that I saw when she talked about being homeless teen.
These were the two episodes that I came around on her. If I just met her, not a problem.
But so also knowing that she's a radio DJ, I was like, oh, bleh. But then seeing where she is, I'm like, you're a small market DJ. And actually, you're in a dying field.
Yeah. Yep.
I love saying that in a recording studio, but it's not a radio station.
Guys, easy.
Well, because podcasts are taking over.
Easy, Tammy.
But I was just like, she's had to be the broad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, like, a woman in radio. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's tough.
And I feel like there's a part of me that's like, oh, she actually is ready for this softness. And
liked her more. And her sons were so sweet.
I really
liked
them.
Her sons were. Yeah. She's like, I want to be close to my sons. I'm not sure how to reconcile this. He's like, well, let's just see how today goes. Her sons were lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. Were they twins?
I don't know.
They look like twins, but I couldn't tell.
So the sister is very guarded.
Yeah.
And the sister is like, he's like, when I saw your mom come in on that motorcycle with the hair toss, she's like, I did it. I did the hair toss. And it's like.
They talked about the hair toss for probably 30 minutes. I was like, enough. We get it. She did a goddamn hair toss.
I'm going to come to your birthday party and do a hair toss this weekend. So the sister's like. You know, and they're like, well, she doesn't give those looks that easily. Life has been hard for Faith, you know, and she has her walls up. She's had safety things. She's like, well, I have a whole different feeling. And she said, I'm so smitten. And I feel like they're a nice pair. Yeah.
I loved when the sister was like, I have not seen you look like this. She's like, there's usually something in front of your eyes. That actually made me tear up. I was like, nothing's going to make me cry. And then when she was like, there's no wallop behind your eyes.
Well, that was nice to hear because at first, again, she was so good at the eye lock that I didn't trust it. And it felt like, oh, she must do this with everyone. Mm-hmm, and then hearing from her sister that this is unusual made me feel like that was more authentic. Yep. How did you feel, Seth?
I felt like... I don't know. I felt the whole thing where there was some moment that happened that was really interesting in that whole thing.
So then she says, I would leave here in a heartbeat, hard and fast with him.
Oh, because he says, he brings up immediately with her, how are we going to do this? Where are we going to live? Like, he brings it up immediately as if it's like a hurdle. I couldn't tell if he brought it up as like, let's work this out.
Or like no,
let's just cancel the whole thing because we can't make it work.
No. I think he was trying to figure it out. And then he was like, well, let's just see. Because I actually think he's trying to make it work because he likes her.
Right.
And then, so apparently when she falls hard.
Right.
And then...
So she would leave Benton City for him.
Maybe. But they're trying to figure that out. So they said to her...
He's not going to move to Benton City and ride horses around.
No.
He's a city slicker from Indiana.
How can he leave Indiana?
But I did love the two that she was like, he's from the city country. Like, he thinks that he's from the... I love that.
Yes.
She's like,
you're from suburbia. This is the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, I am from the country. And people are like, I'm from the country. He's like... We don't have a stoplight. We have a general store. The coffee shop's in an apple orchard in a barn. Like, I'm from the country.
Yeah.
There's donkeys. You could go visit the donkeys, you know?
Yeah.
So then they say to her, are you in love? And she's like, yeah, I kind of am. And the sister says, you usually have a protective wall around her. She's like, well, my heart is feeling soft. And they said, she said, I love that you have made me feel safe. And then the sister said, I would love for her to be happy. They seem like they're in love. And then the daughter, the sister goes, you know, I don't really like to acknowledge that love is a thing. I'm like, well, that's a red flag. She's like, and then they say, the grandson says, are you going to marry her? And he goes, I might. You want to be my best man? I'm like, oh, easy. And then the sister says, you are so sweet. And then he says to the sister, can you take care of her while I'm gone? And then they go, we all see that you're in love with each other. Would you say that out loud? And they both said, in front of everyone, I love you. I love you too. And then he goes, I love the way, the look in her eye.
I love the way you look at me.
And he goes,
I'm looking at you.
And he said, I had to say the words, I love her. And then they
go. He felt compelled because the sister.
And then he goes, and she goes, before I get in, she goes, I'm going to count the minutes until I'm with you again. We are in love with each other. I felt like she was a good sport. They were kissing. She waited till he drove away to have her sad moment, but she wasn't super.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be scared? But I'm rooting for Faith.
That's the difference to me between Faith and Teresa.
I would say this.
I agree with you.
Until last night, I thought Faith, he was going to pick Faith. Faith is what he likes. But I feel like he was really hesitant with her in a way I wasn't expecting.
And really?
When he said, I said I love you, but I felt only said it because I felt compelled to.
See, that's not how I read it.
That changed my mind about how he feels about the whole thing.
I read it as, oh, fuck, I told myself I wouldn't tell anybody I love you because I don't want to be in trouble. So, and then I did it, and I shouldn't have done that. And that's also why I feel like he felt more free to say it to Leslie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I fear Leslie's going to win.
I think Leslie's going
to
win.
But I felt like he was like, I looked her in the eye and I could not say it. I had to tell her. That's how I read it.
Like, that he was so, I couldn't not say it.
Because I feel like there's a more of a softness with Faith. Like, I actually feel like if he married Faith,
I think Faith is the strongest emotionally of the three of them.
I think that there's like a depth there. I actually think they would have a nice life together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that. I can't believe I'm rooting for Faith, but I am. I think I believe
she seems like the most normal now.
She feels the most grounded.
Yes, of the three, without a doubt. What does the sister do? It's funny, isn't she like a healer? And she's like, I don't think love's a thing. But I have this selection of like love stones you can pick if you want to find a mate. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that her job?
Is she a healer?
I think she's a healer.
She has a selection. Love stone. I mean, if you believe in the myth of love, the fallacy of love.
But I have a potion I made.
I do feel like that thing in the beginning where he was like, how are we going to make this work? Because you are like 3,000 miles away.
Yes.
But then it was, because I'm going to want to see you all the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, how are we going to do this?
I need you every day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to want to live without you.
Yeah.
I hope that he.
She's going to have to truck her horses out to Indiana.
I mean, she can. You're going to take that dirt and just bring the urn of a horse?
And she could run a radio station out of his house.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, she can totally do this. And she's the youngest.
Or they could spend,
she's got more energy.
They could spend summer, I guess it's lake, is summertime. They could spend the fall in Benton, you know?
Sure.
Ride horses. Her sons were so sweet.
I really liked them
a lot. They were adorable.
I really liked them.
They were gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like a nice, the sister was the most guarded, but I'm going to guess they've all been through it. Like,
but it also, again, like the sister, it was like, her sister was like, you've had it really hard. And that's that thing too, where it's like, well, if your relative has had it really hard, you've also had it hard witnessing it, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or,
you had at least had one of the same parents.
But it felt different than when Teresa's sisters were like, she's had it really hard. It's just like,
take her away from us.
Also, Teresa's a really nice house, and I'm like, it feels like Faith has had a harder hand.
It's more like Teresa thinks she's having it really hard all the time.
Yeah, but, have you met Faith? She had it hard.
She was homeless. Like, she had no parents.
Yeah.
Didn't she, like, run away, right?
I think there was no, I don't even know if she
her
ran away.
Just
I couldn't
died
tell.
Or when
I
she
didn't,
was young.
It felt like also she sort of did quotes with homeless, and it just reminded me of teenagers who just like couldn't sleep in their homes or like would get kicked out or something, and so they were at friends' houses, which is still horrible. Like you don't have a home, but like she genuinely. It also felt like she doesn't feel sorry for herself.
No, it didn't feel like a sob story.
No, it just felt like okay. Let me tell you a little bit more about me.
And the thing that made me feel better about the guitar thing was when she was like, I'm not a great singer. Yeah. Like, I'm a fine, but it soothed me. It made me go, okay, she's not trying to get a record deal.
And has she brought out the guitar since then?
No, I haven't noticed it.
She might have done it in the talent show, but they didn't edit it in.
Oh, yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah.
But anyone, even at a party, someone brings out a guitar, you're like, I'm suspicious of this person.
Oh, my God.
I already hate this person.
Oh, my God. In college, the amount of, like, three-chord, like, Neil Young songs I had to sit and listen to in dorm rooms, it's like Harvest Moon. I'm just like, can't you learn another song? Right. Can't you get another chord?
The only thing worse
than
the guy who brings out the guitar at a party is the guy who's like sitting there saying, like, can I get it? Can I see that? Let me noodle. Do you mind if I do it? And then he's not as good as that guy, but he wants to try it out.
Oh, he wants to put his dick on the table next to his friend tried to put his dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we all agree that we're actually all now rooting for Faith.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we think he doesn't gotta have faith.
I don't think he has faith.
He's having freedom. And freedom equals Leslie.
Yeah.
He's gonna burn the faith jacket and go to Leslie. Ugh. That's tough.
Wait, did you think that before he went to Leslie or once he got to Leslie?
Once he got there,
I saw what was happening. I'm like, oh, he's picking her.
I know. I was like, oh, shit, no. But what about Faith? You just you looked each other in the eye in front of her grandchildren.
Yeah.
I know, but
two sets of grandchildren.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, why are you dragging these poor innocent kids in there promising them
to
things?
So brutal.
Oh, those kids don't care. Those kids are so resilient.
Hopefully.
Yeah. The producers are saying, say, will you marry my Nana?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. For
I guarantee you they were.
For sure.
Yes.
By the way, Leslie's grandkids were so ready for their close-up. It almost felt like Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yes.
It felt like Jonathan Lipnicki about, like, the human head weighs 15 pounds.
The little girl with the glasses.
She was adorable, but
there was a
little
movie called
polished.
Jerry Maguire in 96.
Okay.
For you younger viewers.
Look it up. We could have a 90s tribute episode.
Yeah. That little girl, she went to props and was like, I think I need a pair of glasses to be here.
That girl looks so much like my 4-year-old. Slightly
adorable.
Blonder, but like my girl has the same glasses and looks
adorable.
Exactly the same. I'm like, oh my God, that's like little Civvy.
Oh, adorable. Adorable.
And I immediately felt bad for her.
Oh, I know. She was adorable.
Adorable.
I felt protective of her as well, but she definitely got prop glasses and it reminded me of Jonathan Lipnicki.
She got her moment. They literally showed at the end them just going through questions that
from the producers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, they nailed
intentions?
It. And her little sweet little list was so cute.
She practiced that. Forever.
She was so cute.
She's like, how do you want me to sound like with a little lift?
It was Teresa in a wig and glasses.
Teresa's hiding out, trying to inspect the other hometown. It was me the whole time.
Do you like Teresa or Faith?
So who, Teresa's the best, right? How do you even know who Teresa is?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
And whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry.
We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back.
Leslie, guys.
Guys, here we are. So Faith has been elegant. Faith and her sweet sons. Faith has been elegant. And
Elian?
Elian. She's been
the
Elian.
The Cuban boy?
Okay. In 1991, Elian Gonzalez.
So he goes, well, here I am in Minneapolis. I had a Faith box, I had a Teresa box, and now I'm in my Leslie box. And Leslie.
So much dirtier than he meant to.
I know. He's like, I'm excited to see Leslie. He's like, I've seen Leslie the sexy one, but now I get to see Leslie the matriarch. So,
matronly is what he meant to say.
So then he goes, she's like, you're going to meet my brother, Stuart. I have other brothers, but when I was in high school, my dad dropped me off at school and then dad didn't show up. And then Stuart picked me up and he's like, I'm your dad now. And then he was like, because dad died. I was like, wait, what? It's just so brutal.
Dad died some kind of weird way, right?
It was
weird. Between drop-off and pickup, he died?
Yeah.
It definitely felt like, asphyxiation?
She yada-yadded over the important part.
Yeah, I felt, because I was like, in my mind, I'm like, dad left. But then it was like,
maybe he died.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think he left?
Dad, she said, my dad passed away. Something bad happened.
Yeah.
So then, look.
I honestly thought it was death by suicide, the way she said it.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. It seems logical.
Yes. Yeah. Which is, yeah.
So then the brother took over as the father. And then she said, he's a mensch. And in Jewish culture, a mensch is a good person. And Gary's like, oh, cool. And then she's
like, he's
like,
never heard that term in 70 years.
She goes, and you're a mensch. You're a mensch on a bench.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like your mouth when you say the words. That's a funny word.
So Stuart is concerned about his sister. Stuart's playing the only part of the typical. Would you say about my sister?
Yep.
You got two other,
yep.
What, or the dad. Like, mm-hmm. We need at least one.
One relative who's like the aggressive, like, what are you even doing here? Would you even like her? You got other women on the
line? Yeah, you're just out. You're being Gary.
Yeah.
Gary of 20, not Gary of 6. Yeah. And so, you know, we didn't splee the D, Gary. Yeah. We just did the D. So then he's like, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about my sister. And
he also he had the goatee of a real doucher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuart was tough.
What was his job again?
They were at Brick and Mortar, like an Airbnb. Right.
Which is funny because it looked like someone's house, but they're like, oh, no, you're at a space you rented to look like someone's house.
It was an event space. Yeah, so, yes. Why weren't we allowed in the house there? Yeah. That was weird,
right? They got like a nice...
Like a event space that looks like an apartment, kind of.
Yeah, like kind of like, I'm like, oh, they've got like a cool industrial
place. I was
like,
nope, that's not a house.
No, this is brick and mortar.
But also, yeah, that we're going to give the name of it. So there's also something.
They got it for free.
Yeah. Which was, it was just very weird.
Something was weird. Yeah. Where's the house?
Yeah.
Why don't we fill the house with Pier 1 candles like we do every other house?
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like, we're going to see you be a matriarch. Like, what's going on in your home?
Yeah, where is it?
The whole thing seems like staged.
And then he's like,
we were told it was staged.
Yeah.
And so then they're sitting there, and then for the so then Stuart does this full classic douche family. He was like, he's like, so Leslie, doesn't it bother you that there's two other girls left? She's like, you know me. What do you think? And then
I'm a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
And I make the other women comfort me.
Yeah. So then she's like, the daughter is like, I'm excited and nervous. I don't want my mom to get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt bad. I wouldn't want my mom to. Who wants their mom to get hurt?
In the same Teresa fashion, seems like she's the caretaker for the mother.
Yeah.
And the mother is wounded.
Yes.
And the daughter has to pick up all that slack.
Yeah, she was like, it would kill me. Look, I would feel protective if my mom went on and really liked Gary. That'd be hard to see. But yeah.
I feel like Stuart's protective, but not a caretaker.
No. Stuart's just a little bit of a bully. Mm-hmm. Stuart, I feel like, is picking up a lot of, like, checks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he, like, picks up the finances.
Right.
I felt like the daughter was like, I'm going to have to take care of her. But for her, that means, like, we're going to have to go to Cabo. And, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Teresa's daughter is like, she's going to be here. I'm going to have to cook, like, all this food that she won't eat.
Yes.
And, like, yeah.
Right.
Leslie's daughter was like, we're going to have to.
We have to go on a crazy trip for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Have to go to Cabo for 3 weeks.
She's going
to,
like, wear all my clothes again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try and pick up other men in Mexico.
Yeah. She's going to have to say that we're sisters.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I genuinely felt it for Teresa's daughter where she started crying when she was like, he's not in love with you and I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it felt more like Leslie's daughter was like,
okay, here we go.
We're
going to Cabo.
Yeah.
So then she's like, I don't want to see my mom hurt. It'd kill me to see you heartbroken. She's like, I just always feel like I'm not good enough. No one chose me. They always chose other people. And then the daughter says this, and I hate this phrasing. She said this, my mom is literally my best friend. First of all, it's literally, but it's literally.
It doesn't make it any more real if you say it like
no,
that.
No,
it doesn't make it any more literal.
It doesn't make it any more literal.
Literal.
Literal. She's literally my best friend.
Ugh.
That phrasing, literally, I cannot. I cannot.
Yeah, I can't, and I won't.
I cannot, and I will not. Tammy.
There's just so many things that I hate about it on every level. Because I just also feel like it's that thing where she's like, she made her children to worship her, to be all the things that she feels like she doesn't get. And I feel like she also is like, she chooses Prince. She chooses the Moroccan restaurateur star. She chooses these guys who are huge stars who will cheat on her.
Picked her out.
Her children.
In my draft picks, I picked her out as like the troublemaker fire starter.
Right. Not the winner.
No, I picked her out as like the shit stirrer.
Right.
She's going to be the villain because she's.
But she wasn't eventually cast as the villain, was she?
No. We didn't really have
a
villain.
Which I like.
Yeah. I guess Kathy, I guess, and Teresa. Yeah. But like, we didn't have a villain.
Mm.
But she did cry a lot. She was emotional energy.
Oh, yes.
So then she goes.
And she forced other people to take care of her. Where I'm like, they're literally in the same position as
they're
you.
They're literally in the same.
They're literally.
They're literally
isn't
in the same position.
A funny trait of the. Everyone's in the same position, but the women, there's a few of them who, like, made everyone else take care of them as if they were more victim than they. Like,
yes.
Fascinating to me. Yeah. It really is fascinating.
So then the child goes, is it true that is it true that you love my grandma? Ugh. And then he's like, I think grandma really likes you. And she's like, it's strange that you're dating other people and there's two other people. She's like, well, that feels strange to me too. And they're like, we're protective of her. And then he goes, she could be the one person And then he says to her, oh, no, they say about, she says to him, you are so out of the box from what she's used to dating. And then he says to Stuart, would I have your blessing? And he'd be like, I'd be happy to give you my blessing. So she's definitely been dating, like, bad boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mm-hmm. stars. And yep. if he's not the star yep. of the TV show, she is not going to be into him. Yeah. She's yeah. She doesn't want to move to Indiana
and hang out in Indiana with his kids.
No, she's got like a dance studio.
No.
Oh, she does. She has a dance studio. She's,
well, remember when she did like that sexy dance on stage?
Right. She's not going to leave the fascinating world of Milwaukee. Or
Minneapolis.
Who knows? We didn't see it. Brick and mortar,
yeah.
Why didn't we see it?
Because that's her thing, is she does not show you who she really is.
Yeah.
She, and this is why I think this is how she gets
so
many men.
You think
it's
her choice, not the show's choice?
Oh, for sure it's
You think the
choice.
Show wanted to go to her house? She's like, we're not
yeah,
doing that.
Yeah, 100%. For sure.
I think she, this is how she gets men, is she is all about, what do you want from me? Let me project that onto you. Then, like, the way that it comes out then, her side comes out is, like, you're hurt. I'm hurt. You didn't pick me enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just this, there's a falseness there that I do not like.
Then the Stuart says.
But maybe it's a survival skill, since she lost her dad when she was 15.
Oh, right. In a way that she doesn't know what happened.
Well, right. She doesn't know what happened. He was dead. There was no one was there when she got home. I'm your daddy now.
I'm your dad now.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a good point that she could be. I mean, I get that. Yeah. I can see why she would be like, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
Like, if she didn't look under the hood, I can see that.
I don't
that.
Want someone else to leave.
I can see that. I can see from, like, a young primal state.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I get it. Everybody is operating from their own coping mechanisms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some coping mechanisms that I like more than others. I like Faith's sort of, like, bootstraps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Faith is her horse. Mm-hmm. And then Stuart says, it's good to have another mensch in the family. And I could see him go, I know what that means.
Yes, yeah. Ding. I know this one.
I know what that means. I know what that means. And then
there's a lot of Jews on this show.
So, so then he did the wall kiss. He did a sexy wall kiss.
It almost looked like she hit her. It looked like a painful wall.
Yes.
It was a bumpy wall outside of brick and mortar.
She got a bump afterwards. On
she got that
head.
Was like he like pushed her up against the wall in a way that was kind of hot for Gary. That was horny.
And then he
goes, the most aggressive he's ever been.
That
in his
was
entire
horny.
Life.
That was horny Gary. Yeah. And he goes. She goes, she says, today, I'm not falling in love with you. I am in love with you. And he's like, I'm crazy about you. I can't see without you in my life. And then he says, I would see a future with Leslie. And then he says to her, Leslie, I love you. I love you. And then he kisses her against the wall. And then he goes, my heart is exploding. Woohoo!
Not just his heart.
And then, and then they kiss. And then they kissed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, Gary, what are you doing?
It was so bad.
You just said this in Faith, that you look Faith in the eye in front of her family. What are you doing?
It was so bad.
It was so dangerous.
20.
It was
20. He's 20?
20.
Yeah.
Wow.
He
You're really committed to that.
He gets caught up in it. He gets caught up in the moment.
But then he's going to regret it later.
Yes. Of course he is.
Yeah.
Yes. He gets.
How's he going to manage
whoever
this?
Whoever he picked, that was a hard episode to watch last night. I don't care who is the winner.
Yeah.
That felt bad to actually watch.
I was
last
cringy.
Night.
Yeah. It was
that,
hard to watch.
Whoever you were not, whoever it is, and we know it's not Teresa, but if you were Leslie or Faith, whoever
You're
wins,
you're going to be bummed by.
It is going to be really fucked up to watch that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leslie will take it so much worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even if Leslie, if he fucking marries Leslie, she is going to hold a grudge about the Faith stuff. She is never going
to
let
he
it
said,
go.
Said, I love you to Faith.
Yes. Yes. Just that even that he was just any she doesn't let shit go.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
But
you're
who
right.
gets who got the rose at the end of the show? Then we
did caught. It was a cliffhanger.
Right.
Leslie
I'm saying,
got
one person
got Leslie
got
the first
Leslie.
One.
That's why I thought Leslie's going to win, because she got the rose.
Me too.
He already knows. He knows he's going to pick her.
I know.
But
I know. And then
who's the holdover?
Oh, it's going to be Faith is going to get
Faith,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I could see Faith's eyes be like. So they get there, they get out of the limo, and he's like, I found it in more than one person. I'm confused and I'm terrified. And then Leslie was first. Gary
Where's
starts crying.
The doorknob?
Gary starts crying, sobbing. I could see Faith's eyes be like, are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I would.
The way they left things?
Yeah. I would. He put his rose down and left. That actually, to me, I love Gary. I felt like that felt I know he didn't have the balls to do it. It felt meaner to just say it. Just like, don't leave him hanging there.
He doesn't want to let anyone down.
I know, but it makes
it kills
worse.
Him to let
Exhausting.
Anyone down.
It
Especially
worse.
If the person next to you is Teresa and you're like, seriously? Like, I know.
Have
really?
You seen her? That lipstick like, does not work.
And then he's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm dying inside. I mean,
I don't know which loser to pick.
Oh, I mean, we know he just doesn't. He's worried about telling Teresa.
No, it's just, yes.
But I felt like that was so much crueler to just leave him hanging like that.
Cruel. Such cruelness.
It was brutal.
He's incapable of cruelty.
But you're forced into
it. I can't believe he's going to pick Leslie. I can't believe Leslie's going to
win. I don't know that he is. I don't know that he is.
He clearly is because Leslie got the first rose.
But they do that as like a red herring almost maybe. Yeah, like they make him do that because you know you're not going to pick her anyway.
But I feel like he's without guile and he has no game. So he's like, my winner is Leslie.
I think.
Who's the runner up? I can't choose the runner up.
I think Leslie's the last person he spent time with. I think he definitely felt it the most with Leslie in that moment. I think when he has those fantasy suites with both of them, it could go either way.
I can't believe I would now start rooting for Faith. I'm all in on Faith. I can admit when my mind has changed.
Right.
I've come of the three the trifecta of neediness. Faith is the best bet. She seems the most steady on her own feet.
I
agree.
To find
100%.
This photo for you guys of
Faith is definitely the
chef.
Most like formed
Please.
Human being.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh my God, Seth, you're a man.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What would you do? How would you deal with this if you were Gary?
And I had those three people?
I'd pick
Faith in a second.
Yeah.
I mean, Leslie's kind of fun and she's kind of sexy and she has like a fun family and she lives in the crazy Minneapolis, which you can only live in for 1 month a year. But Faith is like, it's just a different adventure.
Who would you have picked of everybody in the pool?
Oh.
Ellen?
Maybe Ellen.
We never got to know
who
Edith.
Who was that beautiful blonde, like Upper East Side mom?
Oh, Joan.
Joan.
The one who left. She left.
Yeah. I like Joan.
Joan left.
I can't. I'm trying to make a big picture. There we go.
Whoa.
It looks like Stuart, right? It's like a cool looking Stuart. That's her
ex-husband.
One of the two.
I thought that was Stuart.
No, it's Stuart with like good teeth and more money and like
she married a hot bad Stuart.
She doesn't want Gary.
He looks like Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono faked his own death and then redid his identity like this
guy.
Right?
That's
Look
wild.
At those teeth, though. Stuart doesn't have those teeth.
No, Stuart doesn't have those
teeth. He's
got
messed up teeth.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to say what's going to happen, and then we're going to do our Tweet of the Week and our reviews. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. And
whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations
solutions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, we've been discussing the photo of the ex. She doesn't want Gary.
She doesn't want Gary.
She doesn't want Gary.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? He's going to pick her. He's going to be all in. Are they going to get married?
You know, he might not pick her. I don't know that he will.
Leslie, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, I don't think he... I think he won't necessarily pick Leslie.
Okay.
I think it's Faith or Leslie. I don't think Teresa's going to go to
Teresa's.
Yeah.
Teresa's lying.
Dude, what do we think?
A pile of shattered glass in a baby doll dress that
is way too small for her.
At Anthropology.
God.
Okay.
Like, she looks better in her clothing than I ever have. So it's
She looks incredible.
It's not even vulnerability. It's just this like open wound.
Yeah,
I can't take it. Yeah. I can't.
You know what? My mom was not needy, but she did need my boyfriends to flirt with her.
Oh, interesting.
She wasn't like needy like Teresa, but she needed a little attention given to her.
Leslie sure does.
My mom needed and again, she wasn't fragile like Teresa, but if you would have done that. You would have gone in and be like, Janet, did you get your hair done? Like, needed a little bit of like, are those new shoes?
I may have left with Janet. Yeah.
Seth will go to the graveyard now and do that.
Exactly. Janet, you're looking good, girl.
Janet. Are those worms? Are those yours worms? My mom's the same way. My mom, when she meets anyone, has to be funny and charming, and you have to love
her. You know what? Understand. I'm like, I respect, because also my dad wasn't giving it to her. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, you know what? At least I would just warn, like, you gotta be a little bit, you gotta just sort of flirt a little bit with my, just a little bit, because nobody's doing it at home. So if you could do it,
you
just
would give them a heads up.
Yeah, you just kind of gotta pay attention to her. She needs a little extra attention.
Yeah. My mom might pull you in the bathroom, just go with it.
Just let her give you a handy. Just let her.
Just don't fight it.
You don't have to complete it. You don't have to go to completion. Just fake it. Just fake it. She'll believe
exactly.
it.
Just
fake it. Just fake it. As you know, you do with a hand job.
Just cry a little bit. It'll make her happy.
So you think final three are in order, Seth Herzog.
Oh, final three. Who's
final
win?
Three in order. One,
that
two,
he's going to pick.
Yeah.
He's going to pick Leslie or Faith, and then Teresa, I think, so, is not going to make
So who's going to win? Who's going to win? Leslie.
I think
all right, who do you think is going to win?
I got to have Faith. I'm going to.
Okay.
I think he might go Faith.
After the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
I hope they let Faith go second.
I do, too. Because I really think it is a goldfish.
That would change. Yes, you're right. That would change his attitude.
Yeah.
Do you think Fantasy Suites is dinner at 5 and bed at 8?
I know that they're boning down. He said it.
He said that?
He said it at the last, after the final rose of The Bachelorette, that he wanted Fantasy Suites because the physical importance important. The physical component is important to the Garibay.
Gary said this.
Yeah.
I also think
does
Leslie,
it change your number? Does it go
up? Maybe, because he seems like such a guy who wouldn't ever say that
does
out loud
it go
or wouldn't even
now
care.
What's your number? Now what's your number?
37.
I mean, I don't think it's bad that it's 20.
I don't think it's bad that it's 20.
Because honestly, it's only 19 after his wife.
Right.
I mean.
So you're saying after his wife died, he's had sex with 20 people? Or before.
19. Yeah.
19. Wow, Tammy. Wow.
One in there.
I'm going to say maybe 11.
Yeah.
I can't think of 19. Yeah.
I just think there were some one and dones.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think most of them were the one and done.
He's a grown man.
No, I'm not saying I'm not kink shaming Gary.
It's not even a kink.
Maybe he's
a good sport.
So simple that he's just like very primal. And he's like, it's just really just about sex for me. I don't want to talk to these people.
Right. Right. He could. Well, here we go. We've got some nice reviews. 5 stars from K Mask, from mundane to marvelous. Thank the good universe for Arden and her brilliant team for transforming my mundane life into marvelous fun. You can find me laughing along with this hilarious crew on my long commute, unloading the dishwasher, or chasing after my 4-year-old. Thank you for adding some spackle into my daily grind.
Was that Gary?
That was Gary.
You know who it sounded like? It sounded like Susan Jenner.
I love Susan Jenner.
I did too, but didn't it sound like that kind of positive?
I loved it. I loved it. Here's another 5 stars. Pause from Tomcat. Required listening. I'll do it with a Rhode Island accent. Okay. Ready? This podcast is such a fun companion to the show. The Bachelor franchise can be a drag to watch without a friend to snack with. Adden is that friend, and this podcast makes it so fun. She has the best guest takes and tangents.
When is it a friend to snark with or snack with?
Snark.
Oh, okay.
And snack.
And snack.
Right.
I love snacks. What's your favorite snack, Tammy?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
What's your favorite snack? I love peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter and a Granny Smith apple?
Snack if it's tuna?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Tuna on like an English muffin.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that you do tuna fish?
Yeah. Like mashed up.
Like a tuna melt?
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Is that too much of a lunch and not a snack?
No, that can be a snack.
Okay.
I'm not judging your snack. Okay, here we go. Tweet of the week. This is for a sleep crown, you guys.
Oh, Lord. Because someone's going to win a sleep crown.
Because on Paradise, Julie can only send out for one franchise. Normally, we only have one. Now, there's two. She picked Golden Bachelor. And if you want your own sleep crown, you go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR. Code GOLDEN.
Yep.
I cannot tell you how soft these are. I couldn't find mine last night.
She's not talking about Gary.
I couldn't find mine last night. I didn't sleep well. Normally, I'm clutching it. I don't know where it went. All right. I'm going to say, I got 9. Maybe I'll try to narrow it down. We're narrowing it down to 2, and then we pick the winner.
Okay.
Anna Banana at Lilypool 108. Gary, I love you, Faith. Let's suck face in front of your grandkids. Faith, that's nice, but I can't move away from this town because of my dead horse.
That's good. I like that one.
There was a bunch of good ones. I have to say, these are a bunch of good ones. This is what you, Sean, is what you get. Ugh, cliffhanger. I was looking forward to Gary telling one of the ladies, here's my shoulder to cry on. No, not that one. That one belongs to the lion. His lion tattoo.
Yeah.
His lion tattoo made me laugh. Okay. This is for you, Tammy. What you, Sean, is what you get. Prince supposedly wrote a song about Leslie. Little does she know that Gary wrote a song about Rainbow Connection. Here's another one from What You Shot Is What You Get. I was kind of hoping that Gary would pull a Gavin Newsom and knock over one of his grandkids.
You really have to know the news to get that joke.
Dude, Gavin Newsom went to China and was playing like
basketball with these
and
little kids and knocks over this kid.
Plowed down.
But
then he tackles the kid with him and he's like rolling around.
Fully tackled a child. He just got
caught up in the game.
He was trying to win and he like was trying to juke this kid and then like ended up falling on him.
It's like a John C. Reilly character.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like Blues, what's his name? Dr. Brule,
yeah.
Yeah. What you shone is what you get. When Faith mentioned that her horse was buried on the property, was I the only one that was worried what Gary would counter with? Okay, here you go. Here's another one from What You Shot Is What You Get.
Love it.
Teresa's grandsons are throwing her under the bus. She comes over here a lot because she's lonely. She takes selfie with duck lips. She's a clout chaser looking for endorsements from Activa.
Those first two things, though, you know they've heard them from their mom, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why does grandma come so much? Because she's lonely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why'd she make that face? It,
you know what? You never, no one's ever been a grandchild that's like, grandma's here too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is from Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Gary, I've had to keep these women separate in my mind. I have a Faith box, I have a Leslie box, and I have a Teresa box. Producer, let's not say box. Gary, I have a Faith hole, I have a Leslie hole.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Okay, here's a final two. Britt Paulson, if I was Faith and my sister was that hot, I would simply not introduce my non-monogamous boyfriend to her. Here's the final one from Britt Paulson at Burit. No, we did not finally get a sliver of where would we live if we were together conversation. And the argument was actually, my horse is buried here. We've never had that conversation.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay, final two, I would say the box one.
The box one is great.
Yeah.
And I would say box one and Rainbow Connections.
Sure.
Okay, great. Okay. What you shone is what you get. Prince supposedly wrote a song about Leslie. Little does she know, Gary wrote a song about Rainbow Connections. And we have Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Gary, I've had to keep these women separate in my mind. I have a Faith box, I have a Leslie box, and I have a Teresa box. Producer, let's not say box. Gary, I have a Faith hole, I have a Leslie hole. Hole or Rainbow Connection?
I'm going with hole.
Oh, wow! Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al for the win.
Because it could be emotional hold, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir, you won yourself a sleep crown. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com, your mailing address. Seth, what would you like to buy? And happy early birthday.
Thank you. It's tomorrow.
Day.
It's tomorrow. 23 tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. Well, a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And what would you like to promote, my friend? When's your next show? And who's
going to
be on it?
The next big sweet show is November 14th at the Chelsea Music Hall.
Nice.
If Tammy wants to come, she can be on it. Ooh. She wants to do a bit. Ooh. I don't know if you do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to.
Oh, really? Great. Yeah, yeah. John Hodgman's going to be on.
Oh, I love him.
And a couple of the writers from our show. And I think that's about it so far.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Tammy, what would you like to promote?
Well, I'll promote a fundraiser that Seth and I are going to do together.
We're hosting a fundraiser next Saturday night.
Nice.
Yeah, for Positive Tales. So if you're in New York, it's this amazing organization that helps underserved communities and gives them free veterinary care. It's
incredible.
Free vet care for your dogs if you can't afford it.
I got to say, having an animal that has health things, it's expensive.
It's really, really beautiful. So
that's so cool. What's the name of the organization?
Positive Tales, TAILS.
That's so cool.
It's in Williamsburg is the gala.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
We're hosting it. And then you come see Tammy at the Chelsea Music Hall.
Yeah,
on the 14th.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Natalie Levy, who made a painting for Mittens. It was so exciting, and she brought it, and I wasn't able to meet her in person, but look at this. This is my cat in my jumpsuit holding holding a pickleball racket and a rose next to a poo baby on a log, because that's from Paradise. Is that not? She brought this painting to New York, but she's going to ship it to L.A. How cool is that?
That's amazing.
Oh, that's an incredible piece of art.
Wow. I mean, that took a lot of time.
Honestly, it's really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a purple version of the jumpsuit I'm wearing right now, which I wear most of the time.
That's pink. Isn't that pink?
It's pink. It's like a pinkish purple.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And then, so there's two shows coming up. Tammy's done two of our live autographs.
They're a blast. If you can ever see their show live, it's fantastic.
It's so fun.
Where are you guys doing it?
So we're doing it Friday, November 19th. So that's in 2 weeks at Union Hall. You can go to unionhallny.com. Jordan Carlos is going to be doing improv. And then we have Joe Firestone.
Hilarious.
And we have Sydney Washington all doing stand-up.
Amazing.
And amazing. And then we're doing in Los Angeles, Wednesday, December 6th, we're going to be doing a show at the Elysian Theater. And we haven't gotten a yes yet, but we're offering it to Meatball. So hopefully Meatball will be doing it with us. Anyway.
Is that a group? Or
it's a person. They're a drag star. They're hilarious.
Oh, okay.
They're hilarious. And also, we have our Patreon where we're doing Southern Charm, and we're about to start Winter House, which is very exciting. And that's it.
That's amazing.
Okay.
And then after we turn this off, I can tell you about what happened when Pilot Pete showed up to my Halloween party on Saturday.
Can you give us a little preview before we
He was the belle of the ball.
Give us a little sweetest,
nicest guy.
Are you serious?
And there were women fighting over his attention. Like, lining up around
to
hang out
with him.
Did they
know who he was?
They knew who he was.
And he was gorgeous.
Gorgeous and so sweet. And there was, like, crowds of women competing, and there was two got in a fight over it.
In what way? What were they doing?
They're like, get out of here. I'm talking to him. Like, that's my man. He invited me to, like, the whole fight.
Wow.
And he was, like, kind of avoiding. He's like, I can't talk to those people.
Wow. That is, but I can't believe I was out of town. I can't believe I was out of town. That's so fun. Okay. Well, he'll tell us all. Yeah. Until next week, my name is Autumn Rain. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.